This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is flying to Ukraine and Russia this week in an effort to help defuse the escalating tensions, as Western intelligence officials warn that Russia invasion of Ukraine is increasingly imminent. Scholz has repeatedly said that Moscow would pay a high price in the event of an attack, but his government's refusal to supply lethal weapons to Ukraine or to spell out which sanctions it would support against Russia has drawn criticism abroad and at home and raised questions about Berlin's resolve in standing up to Russia. Experts say that it is of the utmost importance that Scholz stresses Germany is in sync with its European and American allies, especially when he meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The White House says that President Joe Biden told Russia's Vladimir Putin that invading Ukraine would cause widespread human suffering and that the West was committed to diplomacy to end the crisis, but equally prepared for other scenarios. Biden also told Putin that the United States and its allies would respond decisively and impose swift and severe cost if the Kremlin attacked its neighbor. There was no suggestion that the hour-long call diminished the threat of an imminent war in Europe. The two presidents spoke a day after Biden's national security advisor warned that U.S. intelligence shows that a Russian invasion could begin within days and before the Winter Olympics in Beijing end on February 20th. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with Japanese and South Korean counterparts in Hawaii to discuss the threat posed by nuclear-armed North Korea after Pyongyang began the year with a series of missile tests. This is VOA News. Protesters opposed the COVID-19 vaccine mandates and other restrictions have withdrawn their vehicles from a key U.S.-Canadian border bridge, but ramped up demonstrations in cities across Canada. That includes the capital, where police say they are awaiting reinforcements before ending what they described as illegal occupation. The tense standoff at the bridge eased somewhat in the morning when police persuaded demonstrators to move the trucks they had used to barricade the busy crossing. The protesters reconvened nearby with reinforcements and were still choking off access from the Canadian side at night. Snarling traffic and commerce for a sixth day. Inspired protests were seen a Saturday in France and the Netherlands as well. Republican Guard combat troops in the Democratic Republic of Congo marched through the streets of the capital on Saturday following a failed coup and the arrest of the alleged perpetrators. Equipped with their combat equipment, nearly 5,000 men belonging to the elite unit responsible for protecting the head of state and the country's institutions deployed through the main arteries of the city. Presidential Security Advisor Francois Bea was arrested by forces from Congo's National Intelligence Agency on suspicion of undermining state security, according to a human rights activist. Relatives in Nicaragua say that former Sandinista guerrilla leader who once led a raid that helped free then-rebel and now-president Daniel Ortega from prison has died. Hugo Torres' death at the age of 73 came 8 months after Ortega's government arrested him and dozens of other Nicaraguan opposition leaders. Torres was a leading fighter in the 1970s Sandinista Revolution, who broke the Ortega move more than 20 years ago to found the Sandinista Renovation Movement. Torres was one of 46 opposition figures and presidential hopefuls rounded up and then jailed back in May and June to clear the way for Ortega's almost unopposed reelection that occurred on November 7th. Torres was the first of those rounded up in the 2021 crackdown to die. It is unclear if his death was hastened by conditions in the prison. Recapping one of our top stories, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is flying to Ukraine and Russia this week in an effort to help defuse escalating tensions, as Western intelligence officials warned that a Russian invasion of Ukraine is increasingly imminent. Via remote, I'm Tom.